Dickon the Devil. Part 1. Barwyke Hall. About 30 years ago, I was sent by 2 old sisters to visit a property in Lancashire, near the Forest of Pendle. They wanted to divide the small property that included a house and some land. They had inherited it a long time before. My journey to Lancashire began in September, a beautiful season in that part of England. At 5:30, I stopped at the 3 Duck Inn and had some dinner while my horses were changed. The owner was a friendly old man of 65 who enjoyed talking to his guests. I wanted to learn more about Barwyke, the property I was going to see, but the owner did not have much to tell me. Old Squire Bowes died more than 20 years ago, and no one lived there now except for the gardener and his wife.
Tom Windsor is probably as old as me, but he's a bit taller and thinner,
said the fat owner. Well, I've heard that there are stories about the house that keep people far away, I said, looking at him.
Oh, stories from many years ago,
said the owner.
I don't remember them after all these years. People would always talk about old, empty houses.
I tried getting more information from him, but for some reason the old owner did not want to tell me the stories about Barwyke. I am sure he remembered them. I paid my bill and continued my journey, but I was a bit disappointed. After an enjoyable journey through the beautiful woods, I arrived at Barwyke Hall. It was a large, steep-roofed, Elizabethan house, which stood in the middle of a park with several tall trees. The wall of the park was grey and covered with ivy. Close to the park I could see a lake that looked cold and black. I remembered that the lake was connected with a strange story I heard when I was a boy. I drove up the road under the red and yellow autumn leaves of the tall trees. As I walked to the front door of the house, I could see it was large and gloomy. No one looks after this house, I thought, as I looked at the old broken shutters and the dirty wall. Tall grass and strange plants were growing everywhere in the garden. It was quite a sad place. I walked up the steps, looked around, and saw the dark lake that added sadness to the scene. Near the center of the lake, there was a small island with 2 old trees. Fortunately, there's the light of the sunset to make things more cheerful, I thought, as I knocked on the front door. A friendly old man with a red nose opened the door and welcomed me. I followed him through a dark hall into a large room with old-fashioned furniture. There were curtains on the 2 windows and a piece of Turkish carpet on the floor. From the windows, I had a view of the lake. My bedroom was at the far end of the room, and its window looked out onto the lake too. Although these rooms were dark and gloomy, they were very clean. There was nothing to complain about. I gave instructions for dinner, and then asked old Tom Windsor, who looked after the property, to show me around, since there was still some sunlight on that lovely autumn evening. Tom was a strong old man, who walked very quickly. We walked through the trees to the northern part of the property, and saw an old church. The door of the church was open, and we entered. The sexton, a polite little hunchback, was happy to show us the church and its monuments. One in particular interested me. It was a monument to Squire Bowes of Barwyke Hall. The writing on the monument said great things about him and informed that he died at the age of 71.